Hi, and thanks for joining the SJ Child Show. The SJ Child Show brings value to families through education and resources. But the SJ Child Show isn't just about me. It's about us as a community. Join me as we help educate and support our community, help bring kindness and love and inclusion to all. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen and watch. I really appreciate all the support from all of the viewers and listeners, and I just want to let you know, I want you to join me on this journey. Come and follow my social media, and let's do this together. Enjoy the show. Hi, and welcome to the SJ Child Show. I'm your host, SJ Childs. And today, our guest is Ryan Wilson. And Ryan is a friend who I met through wonderful Jimmy Apple, who is always a big supporter of mine and likes to send me amazing guests for my show because he knows I love amazing people. So without further ado, Ryan, thank you so much for being here with me today.
Of course, Sarah. Thank you for having me on. It's an honor to join your list of amazing people. I know Jimmy Apple certainly has a long list of contacts, and I'm glad he brought us together as well.
Yeah, me too, certainly. And we're excited to learn more about you and your show. You're also a fellow podcaster. So how exciting that, you know, we get to come together on those terms. Let's just get started at the very beginning. Tell us about yourself and yeah.
All righty. Wow. So many things to cover. Yeah, I think one big thing that has really been developing for me as of late is my own production company. It's Team Trust Productions. And so I technically started up January of 2021 from a skiing film I produced in Winter Park, Colorado, and I kind of took that idea of trust and ran with it and decided to create this company to serve the disability community. So what we do is we produce films and media content for businesses all over the place, all over the country, and we kind of tell their story of helping the disability community. So, for example, we were on a 9-week adaptive mountain bike tour last September to November across the Southeast. So for 9 straight weeks, we joined a nonprofit, Catalyst Sports, as they introduced individuals with disabilities to the world of adaptive mountain biking.
Wow.
Super exciting. And we have a lot of other big projects in the works.
Yeah. Yeah. That's fantastic. It's so important that we can, you know, that there's offers, services and groups for adaptive sports and adaptive learning and things like that. I think it's just spectacular.
Yeah, no, we're very grateful to be working with Catalyst Sports. And there are tons of other adaptive sport organizations out there that provide anything from adaptive mountain bikes to wheelchair basketball to adaptive rock climbing. I mean, you name it, it's out there. So it's pretty cool.
That's awesome. So which ones have you participated in and are your like favorite to do?
My favorite adaptive sports? Well, interestingly, I've never done a sports.
Okay.
But
you did the mountain biking?
Well, we filmed it.
Okay.
I did not hop in a mountain bike. But I've spent a lot of time around wheelchair racing.
Yeah.
So I graduated from the University of Illinois a few years ago, and they have a Paralympic training center for wheelchair racing.
Wow.
So I spent a lot of time filming those athletes who have just massive muscles.
Yeah.
they are physically my size. So I'm 3'8", but their arms are 5 times my size. So I knew I wanted to be around them, and I was, and also I spent a great deal of time around their wheelchair basketball team. I've really spent a lot of time around all sorts of adaptive sports, from racing to basketball to skiing and even wheelchair curling.
Wow.
Maybe one day, Sarah.
Goals, right?
compete as well. I don't know.
Yeah.
I've thought about it, but it's just all in the timing.
Yeah, certainly. Well, and it just the fact that you are able to go and film, which sounds like really your passion. So, I mean, I think that's what it's about, is finding what your passion is and being able to live it and make, you know, a living at it and do what you can, right? Somebody send me podcasting money, please.
Well, I know initially, you know, when you graduate school, you can focus on the passion, but then it's like, okay, well, this is great, but not really paying off anything.
Yeah.
So it's, for me, I realized that pretty quickly, thankfully. And then I just kind of focused on the monetization of it all. And that's been really fascinating and eye-opening. I never thought I would do as much sales as I do now. My dad was a salesman, learned a lot from him, but I also knew, you know, wasn't something I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Then have my own business, and you know, of course it was my passion, but even more so my passion was to help people and tell their stories. And so I knew I had to kind of change my perspective on sales. And so I don't really perceive myself as selling. It's more so helping, and helping somebody see a greater vision for their organization or whatever.
I love that. So tell us about the services that your production company provides that.
Yeah. So we do a lot of different things, but the main one is creating video content. So for the adaptive mountain biking, that meant creating recaps of each stop they did. So interviewing people who hopped on a mountain bike and loved it. So we created 10 different videos, each about 2 to 3 minutes long.
Wow.
And we also do short films. So you will see soon, Sarah, a piece on me. I'd rather not have pieces on me, but it just happened that way. So that was a short film we did, not yet released, but it is really cool.
Oh, I'm excited.
It's a lot of helping businesses, even government agencies, telling their stories through video. And I think what a lot of our clients really appreciate about us is that, you know, we are talking about disability, but it's from a perspective of having a disability. And that really resonates with a lot of people. Too many individuals who don't have disabilities try to tell the story of somebody in a wheelchair, somebody who's blind, and it just does not accurately represent the reality.
Yeah. It's so important in our society these days, now that less stigmas are out there. They're still out there, but they're being discarded more frequently, and our eyes are being opened in perceptions, and hopefully kindness for humanity is being, you know, addressed more openly, which is so important to all of the communities, like you just said. It's so important that everyone is able to have a voice in their own way, you know, for if they're advocates. Like, obviously, it takes a pretty tough person to go out and be an advocate, as I well know, you know, and it takes a real passion for, like you said, storytelling and also learning from others. And then once you know, you can do better.
Yeah. No, I do like that. There still are quite a few stigmas of having a disability or whatever, but I think the main way to change that on a micro or macro level is to have a conversation. It's not weird that you're in a wheelchair. I mean, some people think it is, and they get uncomfortable asking about how to accommodate you or whatever. But
yeah,
we had one conversation with an airport a few months ago. Their clients, and basically it was, you know, Ryan, there's a lot you know that I do not, and so provide us, the airport, as much as you possibly can, because we want to learn from you. We acknowledge that there's a lot we don't know, so let's fill that gap.
I think that's so important to do that and to start helping to educate. How do you feel about, you know, like children, when children have questions or have wonder or, you know, insight? How do you feel about that?
Oh boy. Good question, Sarah. I guess that's why you're hosting.
And they're not even written down. Look at that.
I have no notes to answer.
Yeah,
so
right.
I
don't have any notes. I don't know.
No, I think it's natural for anybody to, for example, stare at somebody who's different or has a, you know, a different appearance as you. I mean, that's natural. I still do it. I have more empathy than I did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
It's totally natural for a kid to go up and ask, you know, what happened to you? Why are you in a chair? What is that? As they're referring to the chair.
Yeah.
You know, I it doesn't bother me. I just,
that's good,
answer as politely as I can and give a little context. It's all right. As I'm filming, I ask a lot of strange and personal questions. So to a certain extent, I'm no different.
Yes.
But
certainly
it's all part of it.
Yeah, I agree. And I love to hear that perspective because I know from my own experiences, just with my own children, I would prefer them to have the capability, the confidence to question politely, you know, if they have a question. And I encourage that, but I understand that at another level, some people are like, well, I don't want to be a lesson for your kid to learn today. So, and I want to give everybody grace and understanding on that level. At the same time, I believe that when we give our children a little bit of information, then that fear, the a little bit of knowledge turns fear into understanding. And when they can move through the world with understanding instead of confusion, fear, and questions, there's a lot more compassion and empathy that can come with that.
Yeah, I like
I'm that. A poet.
I just trying to take it all in. I really like what you said there. It resonates. I think there's a lot, you know, we don't know. I don't know everything. And when I'm telling the story of somebody who has a disability or is in another minority, I guess, as I am, and I acknowledge that there's a lot I don't know. I'm going to ask questions that you might find offensive, but just know that it comes from my heart, and
yeah,
I ask these questions so I can better understand you and try to help you or whatever.
Exactly. And try to portray the message that is the most important part of that is how to correctly portray their message. Because yeah, it's your, what you can have your own thoughts about it. But if you want to be truly educated on a person's condition, or like you said, ethnicity, culture, then ask questions and be polite and be interested. Because there's a difference between like asking to be judgmental or asking because you really want to know and you really want to be compassionate and empathetic towards people.
Yeah, yeah. I know when I first started hanging around the wheelchair racing team at the University of Illinois, there were so many questions I had for them because I was like, you know, we don't have the same disability, but we kind of have similar abilities. So how are you able to do so much? Like, why, what makes that possible? Help me grasp this. And I would ask them questions and they gave me answers that really applied to my life as well. So, you know, how to do certain things independently or whatever. I learned quite a bit from them, and that was all because I asked questions.
Right? That's the right way to go about it. Exactly. And the more we know, the more, like I said, we can make accommodations if necessary, if we're employers or companies that, you know, need training on how to better serve the disability community. I think it's so important that we, you know, really, and of course they, you know, have things in place for government agencies and such, like you said, for those types of things. But there's a lot of private employers out there and things that really need the education and will be able to serve a greater, you know, community if they had that knowledge.
Yeah, yeah. You're right about that. And that's why when Team Trust, my company, is working with government agencies, for example, we create committees and focus groups, and we try to have as many disabilities represented as possible. So it's not coming from only my experiences of going through an airport or whatever. So, yeah. I mean, it's incorporating somebody who's deaf and who's blind. So it's all part of it.
So neat. And it's such a great way to show the world and show the public how you don't consider those things when you're not in a chair, right? You don't consider what it's like to move through the world in a different way. And so I love to bring those aspects to light for people to recognize. And, you know, just being here with you to say that nobody probably would have ever known, right? If you wouldn't have said anything. And it just is so indicative of how important we recognize that although we have differences and things that make us diverse, that down deep that we are humans and that we are emotional and we like to have relationships with people in no matter what walk of life.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that. You know, for Team Trust, I mean, we can't really call ourselves Team Trust if we're not all about relationships. That's the core of who we are as humans, and we love to relate with people and build strong connections.
And I know that I feel that we have. I mean, as the first time we talked on the phone, you know, and then when we met finally for the first time, I'm so happy. I was like, oh my God, I just really connected this guy. Like, he's just on such a great level. You have such a great mindset. And I love the work that you're doing and that Team Trust is doing. Tell us where we can find your work and social medias or website, all the good stuff.
Oh boy. Yeah. So our website is teamtrustproductions.com. So on there, you'll find our videos. So you'll find the adaptive mountain biking, skiing video I referenced, and a pilot episode of an upcoming program of ours, a docuseries,
nice.
I guess you could call it. But we're also on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, and even TikTok.
Woo, all the places.
All the places to spread a good message.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, you can find us on those platforms just by searching Team Trust. So
great. You know what? I don't know if we're on TikTok together. I'll definitely make sure to go find you after this, and we'll follow each other.
So we can grow
each other.
I was hesitant to get on TikTok. I primarily use Facebook and Twitter to stalk people, but I guess when you're supposed to spread a message and a good message at that, TikTok is a vehicle to do that now.
Yeah, certainly is. No, I think so too. And I think the thing that, you know, might make my page different and is that it's all about education and all about spreading good messages and love and light. And yeah, we have rough days and there are challenges and we don't deny those. We don't face them head on. But if we do it with an idea that there's, you know, a light in the tunnel, then it's a lot easier to move forward with our challenges. It's such an honor and a pleasure to have you here with me today. Thank you so much for your time. And I look forward to not only seeing our episode together, which I'll definitely be posting all of the good stuff, but just following up with you in the future and, you know, making sure to promote and help share your message and support you in any way we can.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. We are a team, Sarah, and we're always happy to, you know, stay in touch with you and
absolutely
follow your content and journey along as well.
Yeah. And one of these days we'll talk to Jimmy Apple, I guess. I haven't got him on this camera yet. So,
wow. Okay. maybe I'll catch Jimmy before you do.
Oh my gosh. Wouldn't that be the case? Right. You guys can
You'd
love to give me one of those. That's hilarious. Well, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to have you on here today, and we'll definitely be in touch.
Of course, Sarah.
Thanks for joining the SJ Child Show. The SJ Child Show brings value to families through education and resources. But the SJ Child Show isn't just about me. It's about us as a community. Join me as we help educate and support our community, help bring kindness and love and inclusion to all. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen and watch. I really appreciate all the support from all of the viewers and listeners, and I just want to let you know, I want you to join me on this journey. Come and follow my social media, and let's do this together. Enjoy the show. Introducing Autism Vehicle Home Safety Kits, Emergency Responder, Alert Stickers, Personal Profiles with Autism Needs and a Communication Board, Masks and Earplugs, keeping families and emergency responders educated and safe. Get yours today at sjchilds.org. Helping autism families impact their child's developmental milestones through home relocation, community resources, and home designs. For every three homes Natalie Castro sells, she funds and designs a sensory room for a community center servicing individuals with autism. She volunteers to coach law enforcement, first responders, and ER nurses how to have a positive experience for individuals on the autism spectrum.
The SJ Child Show, produced by SJ Childs LLC. Thanks to all my viewers and listeners for your continued love and support. And thank you to the guests of the SJ Child Show. It's been an honor to have you on the show. Thank you to everyone who continues to support me. Go to my social media and let's build this community together through kindness, compassion, and education.